Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present Meet the Benedettos, a novel by Katie Cotugno, performed by Therese Plummer. For Jackie, again. Chapter 1. Lily. It is a truth universally acknowledged that Lily Benedetto drives the crappiest, most broken-down car in Southern California, which is how she finds herself sitting on a bench next to the valet stand outside Ciccone's in West Hollywood late Friday afternoon, waiting for her sister to come and pick her up. "You realize there's a dealership like 3 blocks from here," June says when she cruises to a stop at the bright yellow curb, immaculate in a pair of high-waisted jeans and a tank top cropped just enough to show a sliver of tan flat stomach. At 29, she's older than Lily by 2 full years, though you'd never know it to look at her. She's been using a retinol serum since she was 12. You literally could have walked over, tossed your hair a little, and driven something new right off the lot. Lily shrugs, sliding into the passenger seat of June's cool, quiet Audi, and cranking the air conditioning, tilting the vents up so they blow against her damp, blotchy face. It's the end of October, but still close to 100 degrees in Los Angeles, and her stretchy black tank dress is sticking to the sweaty ridges of her spine. "My credit's bad," is all she says. It's a bullshit answer, and they both know it, but it's a testament to June's sweet and mollifying nature. And probably to the fact that Lily is the unequivocal boss of her 4 sisters. That she doesn't press. Instead, she waggles her fingers at a couple of scruffy-looking photographers camped across the street as she pulls out into traffic. The guys wave back as they pack up their cameras, ambling off toward their black SUVs. "Did you call them?" June asks, nodding her curly blonde head toward the window. "Rude," Lily whirls on her, laughing. "What, so that they could all come down here and watch me get my shitty car towed? Of course I didn't call them." June grins. "I'm just asking," she says easily. You know, Olivia tips them off every time she leaves the house. Olivia would tip them off every time she got a UTI if she thought it would get her picture in Us Weekly, Lily counters. But no. They were there to take pictures of Isabel. My vehicular difficulties were just a bonus. "Lucky them," June says, glancing over her shoulder as they merge onto the 101 North toward Calabasas. Lily leans her head back against the seat. She parked on the street specifically to avoid the embarrassment of the valets hiding her ancient Honda behind the restaurant with the rest of the undesirables, only to be rewarded for her foresight by a double-decker bus full of tourists gawking at the grim spectacle of the tow truck, dragging it forlornly away. Isabel and the rest of her crew had left by then, thank God. Not that it matters, since Lily knows from experience that the whole debacle is probably already trending on Twitter. If there's one thing the internet can't get enough of, it's a Benedetto sister having a misadventure of any kind. "I didn't even realize you guys were hanging out again," June says now, pushing her oversized sunglasses up into her hair as the late afternoon light begins to fade. "You and Isabel, I mean." "Oh, we're not," Lily corrects. "It was just a brunch to launch her line of ugly purses, that's all. She only invited me like 20 minutes before it started, which means somebody must have gotten mouth herpes or something and she needed a seat filler." June shakes her head, full lips twisting. "I'm sure that's not true." "That's very loving of you, Junie," Lily says, sliding her sandals off and propping her feet up on the dashboard. "Unfortunately, your optimism is undermined by the fact that my complimentary belt bag party favor was monogrammed for Addison Rae." By the time they make it back to Pemberley Grove, it's almost dusk.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?